Most of all, she wished for a river they could swim in. There was a formality in swimming which she assumed was like being in a ballroom. But he had a different sense of rivers, had entered the Moro in silence and pulled the harness of cables attached to the folding Bailey Bridge, the bolted steel panels of it slipping into the water behind him like a creature, and the sky then had lit up with shellfire, and someone was sinking beside him in mid-river. Again and again the sappers dove for the lost pulleys, grappling hooks in the water among them, mud and surface and faces lit up by phosphorus flares in the sky around them. All through the night, weeping and shouting, they had to stop each other going crazy, their clothes full of winter river, and 2 days later another river. Every river they came to was bridgeless, as if its name had been erased, as if the sky was starless, homes doorless. The sapper units slid in with ropes, carried cables over their shoulders and spanned the bolts, oil-covered to silence the metals, and then the army marched over, drove over the prefabricated bridge with the sapper still in the water below. So often they were caught in midstream when the shells came, flaring into mud banks, breaking apart the steel and iron into stones. Nothing would protect them then, the brown river thin as silk against metals that ripped through it. He turned from that. He knew the trick of quick sleep against this one who had her own rivers and was lost from them. Yes, Caravaggio would explain to her how she could sink into love, even how to sink into cautious love. "I want to take you to the Scutamatta River, Kip," she said. "I want to show you Smoke Lake. The woman my father loved lives out on the lakes, slips into canoes more easily than into a car. I miss thunder that blinks electricity. I want you to meet Clara of the canoes, the last one in my family. There are no others now. My father forsook her for a war." She walks towards his night tent without a false step or any hesitation. The trees make a sieve of moonlight as if she is caught within the light of a dance hall's globe. She enters his tent and puts an ear to his sleeping chest and listens to his beating heart, the way he will listen to a clock on a mine. 2 a.m. Everyone is asleep but her.